Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. This week, the White House and President Donald Trump exclusively released audio to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters in a message that he was trying to get directly to egg producers across the country.
Hello, this is President Trump speaking to you from the Oval Office at the White House. At this very busy time of the year for our nation's farmers, I want to wish you all a safe and bountiful harvest and thank you for the hard work you do every single day of your life to feed, clothe, and fuel America. From my first day in office, we have never stopped fighting for American farmers, ranchers, and growers. In everything we do, we are defending your jobs, your industry, and your cherished way of life. American farmers are the stewards of a priceless tradition that has shaped our nation from the very, very beginning. You pour your heart, sweat, and soul into the soil of this country. You have always been loyal to America, and my administration will forever be loyal to you. I will not forget what you did for me in 2016, and you will not forget what I'm doing for you ever since. We will always stand by your side, and we will bring about a future of even greater prosperity, security, and freedom.
During the speech to growers, the president also talked about trade.
We are reversing decades of failed trade policies to give you the level playing field that you deserve. Only days ago, I signed a new trade agreement with Japan that slashes barriers for the export of American agriculture. We have negotiated with the European Union to increase exports of American soybeans and increase American beef exports 180%. We are replacing NAFTA with the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the USMCA. Now it is time for Congress to finally approve this deal. We completely renegotiated the U.S.-Korea Trade Agreement and secured new market access for American agriculture. My administration has also lifted Argentina's longtime bans on American pork and beef. At the same time, we are taking long overdue steps to end decades of chronic Chinese trading abuses. After China sought to punish our farmers and ranchers, my administration responded with up to $28 billion in relief. America will always stand strong with our farmers, and we will not let other countries push us around anymore.
Another topic the president talked about during the address is disaster aid.
Working with Congress, we have secured billions of dollars in relief for rural communities suffering from natural disasters and recent catastrophic flooding. Whether it's Iowa or Nebraska or any place else, you've suffered and we're taking care of it.
The president also addressed ethanol.
We lifted restrictions on ethanol to allow the sale of E15 all year round. Only days ago, my administration announced an agreement on the renewable fuel standard. We will increase the volume of ethanol we blend into our fuel above 15 billion gallons, ensuring certainty for American producers.
And finally, the president addressed WOTUS.
To stop Washington from micromanaging every drainage ditch, puddle, and pond on your property, we eliminated the ridiculous Waters of the United States rule. When I did that, I figured I'd take a lot of heat because the title is good, but that's about the only thing that's good in it. It was very unfair. They were taking your property. They were closing your businesses. We ended it.
Again, that was President Trump in an exclusive speech given to the NAFB. This is Inside Agriculture.